Hi guys, I'm Dec and welcome to the Busy Fat Burning Parent podcast. This is actually my first one, so you will have to bear with me. I'm getting used to all this podcast techie stuff, so I'm just happy that Anchor has made it easy for me to kind of upload stuff. Not going to keep you on too long, but I'm going to discuss something really important in relation to the time of year we're in. And that's got to do with New Year's resolutions out there, okay? For me, it's important now that people become very self-aware of where they actually are in relation to health and fitness habits and what is the best starting mark for them going forward, right? So what 90% of people are going to do very quickly after Christmas is over and into New Year is jump on the bandwagon and join something or commit to something that they're not really in the mindset or behavior to actually sustain over a long period of time. So I'd rather people avoid that stance from the off. So for me, the best possible start for most people is not to make a New Year resolution at all and not wait for a New Year to come round and actually get into some momentum now before the New Year starts, so that when the New Year starts that they have a bit of consistency there. So three considerations I want to talk about in relation to like setting yourself up for success in 2018, right? Number one is meeting yourself where you are, right? So really being self-aware of like what are you actually doing now in relation to health and fitness, that if you are to commit to something more to improve your health and fitness, like is it in a place where you can actually sustain and it's easy for you to start doing something and you will enjoy the process to begin with? So like if you haven't been, for example, like if you haven't been going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, like don't expect to get into that pattern of behavior on the first of the first. It's just not going to, I mean, you might get some early success in the first week or two, but if you think about where you are now, like if you haven't been going to the gym 4 times a week or 3 or 4 times a week for the last 365 days, switching that behavior overnight is just not a model to go ahead with. Right, so really become self-aware of like what are you actually doing now. So for example, if someone's not doing any exercise, them joining a gym, going to all the new classes, paying into loads of PT, thinking the whole thing's going to change, the best possible start for a person like that might be just to get some movement activity during their actual day, right? So like you've got to be, as I said, very self-aware of where you are now and what can you actually sustain in 2018 for the whole of the year, not just the first 6 weeks of the year, which where most people will fail. Okay, so number one, meet yourself where we are. Number two, what motivates you? Okay, so motivation, if you really drill down what the word means itself, it literally means what moves you. So for example, like if you were going to start an exercise activity, it's probably best to choose something that you say, you know what, I'm probably going to enjoy something like that and I probably will feel confident in that environment, rather than committing to something that like you're just going to follow just because you see like everyone else attending it, right? So like a prime example of this is like someone going to purchase the latest celebrity DVD out there, because obviously they've seen something on TV or they've seen something in advertisements that has kind of like triggered a nerve impulse, if you like, you know. You know, that's that type of stuff is just playing with people's mindsets and just capitalizing on their like fear, you know. So really, if you're going to pick something to do some form of exercise, like pick something that you're probably going to enjoy for the next 365, okay? Not something that you feel is way outside your comfort zone straight away. If you look at the research, like you'll get a lot more consistency with something you enjoy than something like that's completely new and, you know, way outside your comfort zone, okay? So that's number two. This podcast is about to split up, so I'll upload another point for number three. Okay, so point number three is, are you ready to consider shaping the environments that you predominantly operate in now? So, for example, are you ready to make changes to your home environment where you predominantly eat and drink? Are you ready to make some changes to your work environment where we spend a lot of time eating and drinking? Are you ready to probably make some small shifts in your social environment? So weekends, nights out with the girls and lads. So if you're not willing to make some shifts in these environment, you're not really gonna set yourself up for long-term success with any New Year's resolution, right? Like if you look at the modern world today, it's not conducive to eating healthy. So if you walk down your high street and look at the ratio of like health shops versus like fast food, I think if we're really honest with ourselves, the fast food kind of stuff will win all day. So there's certainly more shops and more outlets and more behaviors to become like over indulgent in foods than there is to like eat well. So the only way around that is if you start thinking, can I shape my own environment myself? And can I make little trigger changes that will kind of trick me into, if you like, making better decisions? So that's probably the most crucial one out of the all three. Like your environment is going to shape a lot of the healthy behaviors or unhealthy behaviors you're actually in now. So the only way around that is start shaping it. Having a good incentive is just not going to cut it. So how many times have you said to yourself, like, I'm going to go to the gym today, or I'm going to eat well today, or I'm going to start tomorrow? And we go through our day and there's so many distractions that we get caught up in all, and all of a sudden you're back to the old you, right? So really consider, are you ready to make small shifts in your environment, or at least start looking at your environment and start saying, okay, where is my environment bringing me? Where is it kind of tricking me? What type of triggers is it setting up for me? And can I actually reverse engineer that process and actually shape it to make better, healthy decisions over time? So for me, everyone should start there before even thinking about committing to something, joining something, consider if something is really become self-aware now on, am I really ready to start making some shifts here? Or am I going to just follow the trend of people and likelihood by the end of February, March, because you've followed something else that is not really designed for you and you haven't designed the process itself, you kind of fail, I suppose, and you kind of end up at square one again. So I hope that was helpful. My first podcast, it is all new. I'm learning all the time. For those of you who are listening, thanks very much. Feel free to call in and ask your questions. I'm going to be putting up a lot more content about the practicalities of health, nutrition, and fat loss from here on in. But I really appreciate anyone who was listening. And by all means, please leave some feedback. Cheers, guys. Take care.